And now,
right now,
Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African American that comes from your own community.
Dawn Lemon has a day off. So making you think today is journalist and current MSNBC contributor, TJ Holmes. TJ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are y'all still coming down off the Lupita Nyong'o kick? Everybody still pretty excited?
Yes.
About this young lady captured the Oscar for her role in 12 Years a Slave. But first, we need to get something straight. It is rare for somebody who looks like Lupita Nyong'o to capture the Hollywood spotlight. However, don't dare fall into the trap of thinking that someone who looks like her is actually rare. Nyong'o is gorgeous, but not because Hollywood said so. And dare I say, her brand of beauty is not unique to just her. She didn't look like the rest of the folks on the red carpet, sure. But the kind of beauty she possesses is all around us. Question is, why aren't you recognizing it? It's been frustrating at times to watch Nyong'o get all this attention during the Hollywood Awards season. She's well-deserving of every bit of praise for her talent and fashion sense, but the narrative often created about her looks is that she's beautiful despite her skin tone. In other words, wow, who knew a woman that black could be that beautiful? And we all bought into this, people constantly pointing out that she flies in the face of established norms about beauty, including black beauty. You know, lighter is better, long, straight, flowing hair is preferred. Our challenge, though, is to realize, embrace, and be confident in beauty like Nyong'o's before being told that it's okay. Nyong'o was gorgeous before the Oscars. She's going to be gorgeous long after people forget how to pronounce her name. So why should it take anybody outside of our community to validate that for us? It's a common refrain. We look outside of our communities and ourselves for validation of our beauty, our intelligence, our talent, our ability, our worth. We too often measure ourselves by a standard that other folks are setting for us. As long as we do that, we are going to be selling ourselves short. And that's why I'm a bit uncomfortable giving Hollywood or the mainstream too much credit for acknowledging something that many of us have been aware of for a long time. Dark-skinned sisters, and yes, African sisters, are gorgeous too. We cannot deny history here. Present-day ideas about beauty can be traced back to the slave trade and negative associations with dark skin. Yes, even within our own community now, colorism is alive and well. And that's not something we're going to get past overnight, but we need perspective and awareness as we wait for someone else's stamp of approval before celebrating who we are. I don't think we're naive enough to view Nyong'o's newfound celebrity as an outright, unabashed acceptance of dark-skinned women. Chances are we're seeing the acceptance of one dark-skinned woman. But we can't wait for the next one to come along and be accepted, or the next one, or the next one after that. Acknowledgement and acceptance has to come from us. So often, when a black person gains mainstream acceptance or success, he or she is put into this category by those outside of our community as being the exception. You know, he's not like those other black folks. He's okay. My fear now is that Lupita Nyong'o and her beauty will fall into that category. Many will view her as an anomaly among women that dark, but no, she's not. For many of us who have adored women of all hues for a long time, Lupita Nyong'o is not the exception. She is the rule.
Good one.
Nice,
TJ.
You hear that, Jay?
Coming from a light-skinned brother, too.
Listen.